hiring is really challenging. I know from experience, but I also know there is one place that you can go where hiring is simple, fast, and smart. A place where growing businesses connect to qualified candidates, and that place is ZipRecruiter.com/clones. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job. As the applications come in, ZipRecruiter analyzes each one and spotlights the top candidates so you never miss a great match. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through their site within the very first day. With results like that, it is no wonder that ZipRecruiter is the highest-rated hiring site in America. And right now, my listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/clones. ZipRecruiter.com/clones, C-L-O-N-E-S. ZipRecruiter.com/clones. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Welcome back, or good morning, good afternoon, what's cracking? I'm Jim Rohn. We are live. We are in Southern California in the Quicken Loan Studios. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Lots of college football coming up in hour number three. Head football coach at Utah, Kyle Whittingham. Head football coach at Wisconsin, Paul Christ. All of that next hour. Phone lines are wide open. More of those calls coming up in a moment, but let me change up on you. As promised, we are joined right now by a director, a producer, an actor, an Emmy Award winner. Recent films include Patriot's Day, Deepwater Horizon, Lone Survivor. Latest film, Mile 22. It stars Mark Wahlberg, John Malkovich, Ronda Rousey. It is in theaters right now. We are joined by Peter Berg. Peter, good morning. It's great to have you on. How are you?
Jim, it's a pleasure, as always.
Peter, great to talk to you. I appreciate your time this morning. Listen, Mile 22 is the result of an idea that you had and then discussed with first-time screenwriter Lee Carpenter. What was the original idea, Peter, and what was it that got you so excited about this one?
Well, I mean, I think the core idea was to just make a real kick-ass action film. You know, the movies I did that you spoke of before, Lone Survivor, Deepwater Patriots, these were very intense movies. They were stories. They involved lots of people who lost their lives, oil workers, Navy SEALs, normal folks who were watching a marathon in Boston. And, those movies are very intense to make. I really respect the opportunity. I'm grateful to make them. I wanted to kind of take a movie off and just make a straight-up action movie. And we came up with the idea basically of using the CIA's ground branch, which a lot of people don't know about. You can Google it. It's something they don't talk a lot about. But it's the CIA's paramilitary organization. It's the guys, men and women, who do some really crazy, they call them black operations. They do them anonymously, and they don't have the security of the United States military behind them. And they go off and they do these extraordinary operations. So I started reading up on them, met a couple of men and women that were actual members of the ground branch, and we came up with Mile 22.
We're talking to Peter Berg, so you're familiar with that world. And again, we're talking, Peter, about the world of SEALs, Delta Force, Quick Reaction Force. Mm-hmm. I mean, you touched on this, but what kind of a person does it take to be willing to take on these roles in real life and successfully complete the missions that they're assigned?
Well, these are extraordinary men, and more and more we're seeing women joining the ranks of special operations. SEALs, Delta, the groups you're talking about, are legitimately patriotic human beings who believe in sacrifice, who believe in discipline, who believe in, I think, the very best of our country. And they're remarkable human beings. If you know anything about men like Marcus Luttrell, his brother Morgan Luttrell, these I think are, the very best we can offer oftentimes as a country. The thing that's so unique about the CIA's ground branch is that these guys do it for absolutely no attention, no recognition. They're doing operations every day all over the world, and nobody ever hears about it. If they die, they don't get big military funerals. They get a star on the wall at Langley at the CIA headquarters. And I find that to be fascinating. And the deeper I dove into that world, into the world of the paramilitary of the CIA, it almost struck me, certainly not as a higher form of patriotism, but a very unique form of patriotism, that these folks are willing to go out there and in often cases die for our country and we never hear about it. And I find that to be inspirational and certainly worthy of a movie.
Mile 22 is in theaters right now. Peter Berg joining us. Now, Peter, it's your fourth film with Mark Wahlberg, so I'm going to assume that there is chemistry. There's a certain dynamic that the two of you had that's pretty special. How did you first meet him, and how did you know in that meeting that this might be a long-term special working relationship?
Well, you know, we're both big boxing fans, and you know, I own a boxing gym in Los Angeles with Freddie Roach called Wild Card West, and you know, I'm a huge boxing fan. And, you know, I'm certainly not a great fighter, but I still love to spar, but I'm careful about who I spar with because I'm too old to take the head trauma.
Right.
And many years ago, Wahlberg came to the gym and kind of was looking around, and I was looking at him, and we were sort of talking about doing a film, and we were both kind of looking at the room. I could see the look in Wahlberg's eyes, which, you know, if anybody knows Mark, he's got a look. And I think he wanted to go, and I kind of respectfully declined. And Mark was like, you know, probably a smart choice. I didn't want to go with Wahlberg. But that was the beginning of a competitive friendship. And that turned into a professional working relationship. And, you know, we get along like brothers now, and we're very creatively aligned. I think we both kind of look at the world in the same way. And, you know, I work hard. There's nobody that works harder than Mark. And I respect that quite a bit. So we enjoy working together. We enjoy the finished product. And, you know, it's rare that you get that opportunity in my business.
Peter Berg joining us. You know, Peter, I'm a huge boxing guy, too. So before I let you go, I want to ask you about that. But let me first ask you about Ronda Rousey, who also has a significant role in Mile 22. I've had her on the show numerous times, and she definitely has an it to her. She's got a star quality.
Yeah.
But as a star quality as an athlete, it does not always translate from sports to acting. What was it like to work with her, and what do you make of her performance?
Well, I'm a huge fan of Ronda's, and you know, I had my eye on her, you know, early on in her career, and certainly identified that it quality that you're talking about. It's undeniable, and I was a big fan watching her just, you know, massacre anyone that got in the octagon with her, and that was very impressive. But what really kind of won my heart with Ronda, and made me see something, you know, more than what we saw during her success, was how she conducted herself after those two losses. You know, I think, you know, getting up and overcoming adversity are things that, you know, we talk to our kids about them. There's memes all over social media about, you know, fall down 7, get up 8, all of those quotes. It's very rare that you get an opportunity to see someone that's done it with as much grace, composure, humor, charm. You know, she went through what I think would have broken most human beings, and she didn't let it break her. She didn't let it define her, and she, you know, has reinvented herself. And I just have so much respect for her, and I find it to be, you know, she's truly one of the most inspirational people I've been able to spend time with. And to call her and her husband Travis, who's another class act, friends, is, you know, something that I'm very appreciative of.
Peter Berg joining us for another moment or so. Mile 22 is out right now. So, Peter, in terms of boxing, it's been such a huge part of your life, and not just as a fan or a fighter or as a gym owner. It's all the above. Who were some of your favorite fighters growing up?
Well, certainly Muhammad Ali was you know, at the top. But, you know, the fights that really inspire me, the older fights, you know, for anyone who hasn't seen the Ward Gotti fights, those were, you know, those two fighters and what they did with each other in the ring is, that, you know, personifies the very best of what boxing should and can be. And the way they both conducted themselves, the friendship they had, the grace that Gotti, that Ward showed to Gotti family after Gotti passed away, I find to be incredibly inspirational. But it was certainly Muhammad Ali that, you know, as a little kid, my jaw dropped open, and I thought I was looking at a god. Probably for the first time, I felt like I really understood what religion was, just watching the magic of that human being.
Peter, one last thought. You and I could tell stories, or I could listen to your stories for an hour, but there's just one quick one. A story from a few years back. You got a call that a sewage pipe had broken at your gym, Wild Card West. You fly back from a lone survivor set in New Mexico. Nobody there to clean it up. What happened?
Well, so I was trying to start a boxing gym, and you know, for anyone that's ever tried to start a boxing gym, they know what an idiotic endeavor that can be and how frustrating. And everything was pretty much going wrong with my gym, and things were breaking, and people were quitting, and all. It just wasn't going well. And I was thinking about shutting it down. I was in New Mexico filming. I got a call that the sewage pipe had broken and that there was raw sewage everywhere. And I remember asking who was going to clean it up, and my assistant told me that I was going to clean it up, that she refused to do it, but that was not in her job description. So I literally flew back, me and a friend got like rubber suits, mops, hoses, spent about 4 hours cleaning it up, and he left, and I was sitting in the gym by myself, and I realized that this was pretty much it. We were done. I was sitting there, and in one of the mirrors, I suddenly saw someone was in the gym with me, and I saw this bright red hair. And I turned, and it's Saul Canelo Alvarez. And he's just staring at me, and he was just really starting to emerge. I was a big fan of his. And I looked at him, and he said, are you Peter Berg? I said, yes. He goes, I'm Saul Alvarez. I said, yes, sir, I know who you are. He said, can I see your gym? I said, sure. He started walking around. I think he was getting ready to Austin Crowd at the time. That he was going to run. I had no idea he was in L.A. He walked around the gym. He looked at it. He said, I like your gym. I said, well, thank you. And I was like worried that it just smelled horribly, but he didn't seem to mind. And he looked at me and said, do you think I could do my camp here? And I said, pardon me? He said, could I do my camp? And I said, sure you could. And he walked outside, and there were two Suburbans full of his Mexican crew. And he started yelling, and they all jumped out. They had food. And all those boxing gear, they came flying into my gym, put on like salsa music, and just started training. And instantly my gym came back. And it was like kind of my field of dreams moment, like legitimately that, you know, I was 15 minutes from shutting the gym down. And Canelo Alvarez saved us.
Amazing. Totally surreal. The film is Mile 22. It's starring Mark Wahlberg, John Malkovich, Ronda Rousey. It is in theaters right now. He is a director, a producer, an actor, an Emmy Award winner, and a hell of a good interview subject. Peter, so good to have you on the show. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
Good luck with that, and great talking to you, Peter.
All right, Jim. Take care.
You too, Peter. Peter Berg. I told you I'd change up on you. What a great conversation that was. So Mile 22 is out right now. It's in theaters, starring Mark Wahlberg, John Malkovich, and Ronda Rousey. 1-800-636-8686. Your thoughts, we're open for an entire hour now. On the back end, in hour number three, it's going to be tough to get through. So you want to jump in right now. Kyle Whittingham next hour. Paul Crist next hour. An update on Jalen Ramsey next hour. There is no update on Irae Craig. I don't have one. That's not coming. There is no update on Dane Cook. I don't have that either. But if you want to talk about Ronald Acuna, if you want to talk about I'm Trying Jennifer and CJ McCollum, if there's something you want to talk about that has to do with sports, that's fine. Let's do it. How about the Packers being in action? Anybody want to talk about that? 1-800-636-8686. So it's the middle of the night, middle of summer. You're tossing, you're turning, you're covered in sweat, you're hot, you're not sleeping. What are your options? You can run for the AC. You can try and run that all night long. It's going to make noise. It's going to cost you a hell of a lot of money. You probably don't want to do that. Or what you could do is get rid of your heat-trapping mattress and sleep as cool as the other side of the pillow on a Casper, like I do. All Casper mattresses use premium foams that relieve pressure and help to align your body. This way you fall asleep feeling comfortable and you wake up feeling refreshed. And thanks to the breathable material, you're guaranteed to sleep cool all summer long. Plus, the Casper ships for free in a box so small you will not believe it can hold a mattress. That's so you can try it risk-free for 100 nights in your own home. If you do not love yours, they will come pick it up and they will refund you everything and not ask why. Sleep cool and comfortably every single night. Get a Casper. Try yours for 100 nights with free shipping and returns. Go to Casper.com. Use my code ROME. Get $50 off towards the purchase of select mattresses. Casper.com. Code ROME. Casper.com. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Let's give my thanks to Peter Berg. We are now open for the next hour. Kyle Whittingham next hour. Paul Christ next hour. Hey, listen, if we're up to me, I talk Wisconsin all day long. Cannot get enough of Wisco, man. Thank God the Packers are going to be on. And we're talking Badger football. Wisconsin head football coach Paul Christ joining me next hour. Again, a couple of weeks back, I walked through their facility. I sat down with him in his office. He had me and Janet, Jake and Logan, the entire family in the office. I walked down the hallway, talked to some of the assistant coaches, walked onto the field at Camp Randall. I mean, we had such a great time. So it's only logical that I bring him in, especially with the expectations being what they are for the Badgers this year. So we're talking more Wisconsin football, University of Wisconsin as an institution. Try to get with Jake last night. Try to get his latest rundown of the schools that he wants to attend. Wisconsin is on the short list, and Wisconsin might be at top of that short list. Once again, when Jake found out that The Onion originated in Madison, the kid lost his head. Like, Jake wants to be in the business, but not in sports. He's more about satire. He's more about politics. He's more about news and the events. So when he found out about The Onion, man, the kid lost his head. All that's coming up. Jeff from the 919 tweets, "I'm trying, Jennifer." Signed, Irae, speaking with his ex-landlord when he spent his rent money on acid in a Microsoft Word subscription. I can't figure out Microsoft Word. Like, you can't live without it. But every time I get it, and I've gotten it on more than one occasion, I can never figure out, like, do I get the teacher-student edition and pay for it once? And why wouldn't everybody do that? Why do people pay the annual subscription? Wouldn't you pay for it once? Signed, AOL. Does AOL still charge $24.95 a month if you want it?
You've got mail.
I got an email from somebody the other day with an AOL address. That was pretty fresh. I wonder if that person is still paying subscription on it. I wonder if they got their if they're still using their 25,000 free hours from that CD that came in the magazine. I don't really miss AIM. At first, I thought that I couldn't live without it. Okay, all right, I don't want to be a hypocrite. I don't want to be that guy. Here I am cracking AOL, yet I was the guy who said, oh, AIM, don't go. Never mind that it was the most unstable, crappy app ever. It's the only thing that we knew. It's the way we communicated. It's the way we instant messaged one another. So far be it for me to crack on people with their AOL address. And yet I was the guy that cried when AIM went away. It was hard. It was hard for a couple of weeks. I'm not a big Gmail chat guy. I'm still more about iMessage or just messages. So that's where I'm at. Signed, Irae, speaking with his ex-landlord when he spent his rent money on acid in a Microsoft Word subscription. I know what's going to happen. I'm going to go off the air, walk into my office, and my phone's going to ring. And it's going to be one of my bosses in New York saying, hey, you know, Jim, that Irae thing about him being homeless, you know, why do you keep going back to that? Can you stop doing that? And my response is going to be, I'm trying, Jennifer. I'm trying. It's all they care about. I'm really trying to talk about baseball's unwritten code, unwritten rules and code. I'm really trying to talk about the NFL in the preseason. I'm really trying to talk about Jalen Ramsey. I'm trying to talk about anything except Irae not having a roof over his head. Well, why don't you just stop? I'm trying, Jennifer. It's all they want to talk about. Rome. I did Dane Cook a favor. See? I did Dane Cook a favor, and I wrote his wedding vows for him. Young girl, get out of my mind. My love for you is way out of line. Better run, girl. You're too much, too young girl. Thanks, Gary Puckett and the Union Gap.
Young girl, get out of my mind. My love for you is way out of line.
Get it, Puck. You're too much, too young, girl. Thanks, Mike D for three. Not talking about that either. It's got nothing to do with anything. All right? So no, I'm not going there. I'm not going there. I'm not going to address the so-called elephant in the room. I'm trying to do my show. All right. That was a poor choice of words. I'm not talking about that elephant in that room. We're not doing it. Let's go to the phones. 1-800-636-8686. Here in Los Angeles, Matt in L.A. I bet he's on topic. Matt, good morning. What's up?
Thanks to Rich. It's a beautiful day. Oh, see, I'm actually in La Habra at the moment. Nice area, man. But I wanted to hype you up, man. That Peter Berg interview, who knew, man? He's a executive producer, huh? And that Canelo Alvarez interview thing, I mean, that was wild, man, how he just walks in after a dude was, like, down and out, thinking that he's, you know, done. And then Canelo and his camp, I mean, it was just great interview, dude. So much props, because this is a big Canelo Alvarez house. I hope he gets his stuff right. Hey, while you were gone, old T.O. pulled a fast one on everybody. But I guess you can't spell tool without the T.O., huh, Jim? Hey, you know, it didn't get nobody anything but just anger towards dude. I mean, he should have been celebrated that day. So what if you weren't there until the third year? Dude, you can't carry Randy Moss's jock or the greatest ever, Jerry Rice. So stop it, T.O. Also, Romy, I got to get some Jungle Karma. Can we please get in Dave Roberts or some bullpen guy? Because this bullpen is imploding quicker than the Seattle Kingdome. That's all I got, Romy. Where I wait, Craig windsurfing on fenders from freeway shoulders. Unwar haters. Outro.
Outro. Matt, did you just kill IRA, Craig? Matt in L.A. Killing IRA. In the same phone call where he said La Habra's a great place. I'm not here to judge La Habra. I haven't really been lately. All right, Matt in L.A. He's a big Canelo Alvarez guy. So he said, yeah, man, I love that story. That was amazing. It actually was a great story. You got Peter Berg. Peter Berg, of all people, is on location shooting a movie. He's got a gym. It's an upstart gym. He's trying to get the thing to go, in case you missed this. And a pipe burst. A sewage pipe burst. So he says to his assistant, who's going to clean that up? And she said, you. You. It's not my job. I didn't sign up for this. You can do it. This guy comes back. He leaves the location, comes back, puts on a rubber suit with one of his guys, and they're cleaning up crap. Literally, crap. Smells terrible. He's sitting there. He's like, damn, this was not meant to be. Nothing's going right. And then in walks Canelo Alvarez and says, hey, do you mind if I train here? No, Canelo, that'd be fine. His whole crew comes in. They've got their salsa music. They're working hard. It saved the gym. Pretty amazing. I didn't need Matt in L.A. to tell me that. Nor did I need Matt in L.A. to crack back on IRA for not having a place to live. Let's get this thing back on track, all right? Let's do what we're supposed to do. Let's go to Wisconsin. Christopher in Wisco. Christopher, how are you?
I'm doing really great. Hey, I just wanted to say thank you for taking your time. I know it's very valuable, and you came up to our great state here. But I got to be honest with you. I'm a little bit nervous with you blowing it up so much. I enjoy not having to spend a half hour, in traffic to drive 5 minutes. I don't want to pay $22 for a cheeseburger. I like to pay $9 for a six-pack of beer, not one beer. And if you get a bunch of people to move here, I'm going to be pretty upset, man.
I see you working, Christopher. I really do. Rack him. I appreciate that. Hey, why do you think I'm so hyped? For all the reasons you just mentioned. Because all these things that I did there, I can never do at home. So, look, you know me. I'm paid to share my thoughts. I'm paid to talk about what I see. I'm paid to talk about what I experience. What I saw in Wisconsin and what I experienced in Wisconsin was amazing. What I saw in Madison and what I experienced in Madison was amazing. What I saw on campus and what I experienced on that campus were amazing. What I saw and what I experienced in Eagle River was incredible. I know why you might feel that way. But the problem is, the secret to a certain extent is already out. Because as I was touring Eagle River, as I saw Cranberry Lake, as I saw Catfish Lake, I saw a lot of Southern California residents. They already know about y'all. The secret's out of the bag. Now, maybe I'm not helping by getting into this microphone in front of millions and millions of people and saying the same thing and saying it almost every day since I got back. But I'm here to tell you, the secret's kind of out already. They know about y'all. They do. And I'm going to do more of the same in hour number three when we talk to Wisconsin head football coach Paul Christ. Do not go anywhere. When we come back, let's reset Jalen Ramsey. I mentioned yesterday that he did go into roast mode. Twitter put it that way. He was in roast mode. He didn't light up every quarterback in the NFL, but he got a lot of them. So then the media doubled back, went to those guys, and went for their reaction. We'll talk about their reaction next. But before I get there, I do owe you a sports update. Here is the latest for you on this busy Thursday morning.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Barbasol Razors. After 100 years of making shaving cream, Barbasol is finally making razors. To me, that's no brainer. It's about time. Try the new Barbasol Ultra 6 Plus with six ultra thin blades. You can save right now at Barbasol.com. Barbasol.com. Latest Jim Rome podcast episode is up. It's out. Stephen A. Smith is my guest. Check it out. It's not what you think. Check it out. Really, really good conversation. Also, I'm looking for a podcast guest for next week. Is there anybody you want to hear? Clones, ask not what I can do for you. Ask yourself what you can do for our podcast. Who would you like to hear in a long-form conversation? Hit me up at Jim Rome. Hit Hawk up on Twitter. Kyle Whittingham coming up next hour. Paul Christ also next hour. My thoughts on Jalen Ramsey in a second. Quick tweet. At SA Sports Honk tweets, Peter Berg's sewer pipe burst. I think I've got an idea of how that happened. Let me call your show and talk about it. Sincerely, Louis Slungpoo.
Louis Slungpoo?
Slungpoo.
Oh, thank you very much.
The cause of the water main that broke was a cherry bomb down the toilet.
What?
Oh.
Can you say that again?
What?
You think somebody sent a cherry bomb down the toilet?
We try to put on seminars, you know, yearly.
Do you know the source?
It was either a cherry bomb or someone took a really large dump, you know?
That is an incredible... So
you actually cut that too quickly because hashtag really stupid. She was going to follow. This guy's like, this guy calls into the local news to explain what happened. He acts like he's some kind of source, like he knows. And he says, yeah, somebody dropped a cherry bomb down the toilet or took a really large dump. But this anchor at that point, it wasn't one of those, oh, no, no. She's like, oh, that's really interesting. Let me try to ask a follow-up question before somebody cut her off.
It was either a cherry bomb or someone took a really large dump, you know?
That is an incredible... So are you 100% sure about that? Is that...
That's a fake call.
Oh, we lost him. I'm sorry about that.
You know why you lost him? Because the producer hung up on him and let you know that that was a prank call. That was a fake call. Like, she's like, wait, where'd he go? I want to ask a follow-up question. Yet that's a fake call. That's not real.
Louis Slungpoo.
Anyway, let's talk Jalen Ramsey. So it's been a little over 24 hours since the Jalen Ramsey GQ interview dropped. The Shield is still tripping. My man got nice. I mean, so nice that if I didn't have so much else to cover today, I would just reread all of his quotes and then go with my same takes and my same reaction. But Jalen roasting fools. I mean, it sounds even better today than it did yesterday. And I'm not going to rehash that entire thing. In fact, I might. I can't help it. I can't help but go back and read him lighting up Josh Allen once again. Quote, I think Allen is trash. I don't care what nobody say. He's trash. And it's going to show, too. That's a stupid draft pick to me. We play them this year, and I'm excited as hell. I hope he's their starting quarterback. He played at Wyoming. Every time they played a big school, like they played Iowa State, which is not a big school in my opinion, because I went to Florida State, and he threw 5 interceptions, and they lost by a couple of touchdowns or something like that. He never beat a big school. If you look at his games against big schools, it was always hella interceptions, hella turnovers. It's like, yo, if you're this good, why couldn't you do better? He fits that mold. He's a big, tall quarterback, big arm supposedly. I don't see it personally. End quote. I mean, like, don't tell me that quote was not better the second time, because it was. It was better than it was yesterday. It was better than almost anything else. So the only question now is, how did all these cats who got ethered by Jalen Ramsey respond? And the answer is, not that well. Not that well at all. Josh Allen, he of the hella interceptions, hella turnovers. You're first up. You have not played a single down in the NFL, and Jalen is already looking to end your career. How's that taste? Or as my old man used to say to me, how's that grab you? Well, when asked about that, Josh Allen responded this way.
He's not on my team. He's not my teammate. Don't bother me.
He's not on my team. He's not my teammate. It don't bother me. I got to say, it's actually not that bad. That's not bad. Not that bad. Not considering that roast job that he hit you with. Not that bad. I mean, he's a rookie. He knows he has to eat it until he does take his first professional snap. Or maybe Allen knows that Ramsey is right. Either way, he did not take the bait. He did not get hooked. He checked down. Boring, but not horrible. Not that bad. Now, the irony is, as a rookie, he comes off pretty well. The irony here is, the most rookie response may have come from a vet. No less a 14-year vet. Eli freaking Manning. Some of you like to refer to him as America's little brother. Not me. He's got a couple of rings. Now, this is a guy who could have very quietly, and who generally does. Eli Manning, right? Eli Manning, who deflects everything, kind of aw shucks everything. You know, America's little bro. A guy who could have very quietly simply pointed to two Lombardis. But instead, Eli, of all guys, I mean, Allen maybe, but Eli is the one who leans into the mic and takes the super bait. If you can't keep track of the blast radius from Jalen Ramsey's nuke, he said this about brother Eli, quote, I won't say Eli's good, I'll say Odell's good, and their connection is good, end quote. All right, so that's a guy who's won a couple of rings. But he's saying, yeah, he's not really good. I'm going to say Odell is good. I'm going to say their connection's good, but I can't really say he's good. So, yesterday, after a joint practice with the Lions, Eli meets with the media. The media could not wait to ask Eli what he thought. Most of us assumed that Eli wouldn't say jack. And, in fact, didn't. He didn't say anything until he did. Sort of. I guess what I'm getting at is Eli's crackback was predictably terrible.
Eli, Jalen Ramsey made a comment that at this point in your career, you're only a good quarterback because of your connection with Odell Beckham. Do you have any comment on that or any retort?
No. Who?
Did you get that? He said you're only a good quarterback at this point in your career because of your connection with Odell. Do you have a comment? No. No. Who? Listen to that. Listen to the lava that came spewing from Eli one more time.
Do you have any comment on that or any retort?
No. Who?
Shut it down! Let's go home! Freaking Eli Manning dropping a who. Barely decipherable, by the way. But a who blast on Jalen Ramsey. And if you couldn't tell just how damn fire that was by listening to it, Eli's extremely satisfied face after he finally spit that scud out let you know exactly how happy he was with it. No, no. Who? Eli, here's the thing. If you're going to pop off with that kind of smack, you cannot answer the solicit for that response with a no. Twice before you get to your extreme molten lava. Do you have a response? No. No. Wait. Yes, I do. Hang on. It's coming. It's coming. Wait for it. It's coming to me. Wait for it. A little longer. Who?
Do you have any comment on that or any retort?
No. Who?
Damn! Straight fire. It's like tagging your phone call to this show with, I'm out, and then warning something after you already left the stage. That response from Eli was like the equivalent of yanking on a lawnmower chain a couple of times before it pathetically turns over. I have not heard a response that bad since I asked Josh in Detroit what he had to say about the nooch cracking his ass last year.
What's going on? Thanks for the vine, Jim.
You got it. What do you make of that last call, Josh? You know, the one where the guy called you a fifth grader and hammered you?
It was good. It was good. But you know what? I wanted to tell you.
And now we finally know. Smack Talk does not run in that family because Big Bro Pinky did not false start twice before verbally ending Mike Vanderjack's career.
Here we are. I'm out of my third Pro Bowl. We're talking about our idiot kicker who got liquored up and ran his mouth off. So what has the sports world come to? We're talking about idiot kickers. He has ruined kickers for life. Akers and Vinatieri, these guys are great guys. They've been getting killed all week because our idiot ran his mouth. So when I get home, I'll deal with it. Tony and I talked about it. It's kind of funny, really, when you think about it. If he is still a teammate, we'll deal with it. You know, that remains to be seen. But the sad thing is, Lynn, he's a good kicker. He's a good kicker, but he's an idiot.
That's how you do it, Eli. I mean, you guys were born into the same family, same blood. Come on, Eli, that's how you do it. Listen, when you've got a couple of Super Bowls and the guy laying you out doesn't have one, the smack should write itself. No need to ad lib. In fact, just point to the scoreboard and then get to the next question. But man, this is fun, right? This is fun because Eli is one of a million guys that does have to respond to Jalen Ramsey. And like I always say, give me an A or give me an F, and thank you very much for the F, Eli. Team content is sincerely in your debt. Meanwhile, Matt Stafford. Now, Ramsey did not take a bat to Stafford the way he did some of these guys, yet Stafford's wife, Kelly, took the bait after her man got somewhat dragged. In a Gram story, she posted, quote, "Can someone tell me why GQ magazine is interviewing Jalen Ramsey? I understand ESPN, but not GQ. There is nothing GQ about him. Seems like a complete waste of time and space." End of quote. Once again, I've got no dog in this fight, but I can tell you exactly why GQ interviewed Jalen Ramsey. Because of the fire that Ramsey was spitting. GQ got what Vanity Fair wanted. And Esquire, hell, shove a cigar in my man's mouth and have him join me in Cigar Aficionado. Put a circuit board in his hands and put that lava in Popular Mechanics. Does he cook? Because Bon Appetit is on line 3. Good Housekeeping wants a word with Jalen Ramsey. What do you mean GQ doesn't want that? He's got nothing for them. He's got something for all of us. Hell, bring my dude on a safari and put him on the cover of National Geographic. You want to solve a magazine circulation problem? Call Jalen Ramsey. Actually, I do have a dog in this fight. Jalen Ramsey. Ramsey against the world, and I'm taking Jalen. Jalen Ramsey won. Everybody else, nothing.
Who?
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 That's the best that you can manage. No, no. Do you have a comment, Eli? Nope. Nope.
No.
Nope. 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 Who?
Who?
Oh! Shut it down! Let's go home!
Who?
He hooed. He hooed him.
Who?
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 Who? Dude, not exactly Peyton back in the day, was it? 1-800-636-8686. Other topics that I want to talk about. Dodgers, Giants. I've been trying to get to this all week long. When Yasiel Puig got into it the other night. I mean, this thing has been jumping day after day after day after day. I don't want to talk old news, but Andrew McCutchen has got a new spin and a new take on an old story, so I may have that for you a little bit later on. That Dodger bullpen imploded yet again last night, but they somehow got away with it. They walked off. They were able to salvage a win. Still not talking about Dane Cook. Still do not care that he's 46 and he's got a 19-year-old girlfriend. I mean, yeah, it's creepy. It's really freaking creepy. Don't care about it. I'm not talking about it. Next hour, we are talking college football, though. Paul Christ, Kyle Whittingham, and more. Hey, listen, I meant that sincerely. We've got a list of people that we work for our Jim Rohn podcast every single week. Dozens and dozens and dozens of calls go out for the right guest. Is there somebody that you want to hear? Is there somebody you want to hear me interview? Somebody you want me to chop it up with? Hit me up at Jim Rohn. Hawk is all about the podcast. Go ahead and hit him up too. Hit us up with a guest idea. Who would you like to hear? Who would you like to see on our podcast? At Steve, PHX tweets. Who?
Who?
Archie. When asked about Cooper, that's not what Archie does. Whenever you talk about Archie or talk to Archie and you ask him about Peyton or Eli, Archie is unbelievable about saying, we have another son, Cooper. So that's not accurate. Stay with it. Open phones, open segment to start the third hour, and then we go back-to-back with interviews. So next segment really is your last shot till the end of the hour. We're coming right back. 2 hours down, third hour straight ahead. It's going to be a good one. You're in the jungle. I am Jim Rohn. Do not go anywhere.
Who?